You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Discussions on mental health and well-being became a focal point during the COVID-19 pandemic, with millions of people from around the world being confined to their homes during lockdown and having both their social lives and self-autonomy restricted and changed. However, for many, the period of time in lockdown was an important period of introspection, and so the time spent at home allowed for key discussions about mental health to be held on social media platforms such as X, formerly Twitter. Forwarding to the present day, a team of researchers from the University of Auckland conducted a study evaluating how social media platforms were used during the pandemic and how they played a key role in facilitating discussions on mental health. In line with Mental Health Awareness Week being this week, I spoke to Shohil Kishore, a researcher in the Business School of the University of Auckland who conducted the study, who I also talked with about the role social media played in facilitating mental health discussions.
Okay, so to start off, can you outline the study you conducted on social media and its role in mental health discussions during the pandemic?
So we were really interested in how social media use evolved during the COVID-19 pandemic. With lockdowns and social distancing, many people turned online and turned to online platforms to satisfy mental health. So we really wanted to understand why this was occurring. And how we did this is we looked at psychological needs. So everyone possesses psychological needs and everyone tries to satisfy their psychological needs. And with those different measures in place, you know, social distancing and limitations in how we interact with each other, we went to satisfy our psychological needs from the offline realm to the online realm in some ways. So we were really exploring and looking into how that evolution occurred and how that transition occurred. The study really looks into social media and it shows that social media can be a valuable tool for mental health, especially during crises. So that negative relationship between social media and mental health changes when a really significant crisis occurs. And we saw that during the pandemic. So platforms like Twitter or X now offer connection, a way to interact anonymously, and a space to engage in mental health. And this can be both positive and negative, but it shows that, you know, further work is required. And we really need to look into how these digital tools can support well-being during times of crisis.
How did you conduct the study itself and what data were you analyzing?
Yeah, so we looked at about 4 years worth of data from the month of May. So May has two really large scale mental health awareness campaigns, Mental Health Awareness Week and Mental Health Month, which are based in the US and the UK respectively. So these campaigns have been going on for decades and they are really critical to the international discourse around mental health. So we focused in on that month of May across 4 years. So that was 2 years before the pandemic and 2 years during the pandemic. And what we analyzed is a particular subset of tweets to really look at how people's engagement with mental health related content changed during the pandemic and as the pandemic occurred.
Can you describe the patterns of social media usage you observed when you conducted the study?
So we saw relative consistency before the pandemic, right? People were engaging with social media to satisfy a pretty consistent set of needs in 2018 and 2019. But then when the pandemic emerged in 2020, things changed. People tended to focus in on three particular psychological needs online. So the first was competence, or trying to feel competent in one's life. Another is coming to know the self, which is about trying to figure out, who they are or engaging in self-discovery. And the last is autonomy. So because you're unable to engage in your real world in the way you normally would, you instead go online to try and control and have autonomy over the online setting.
Were these patterns specific to any social media platforms, or was this across a variety of social media websites that you observed?
So we only observed Twitter, so this is specific to Twitter, but we did see changes in how people use social media across platforms as well. So the literature is showing that how people use social media during that initial phase of the pandemic really changed, and so we don't have the data to support it yet, but there's likely to be pretty significant changes occurring on all types of platforms, not just Twitter.
Were these patterns you observed consistent throughout the pandemic, or did it change gradually?
So it changed really quickly during that initial phase of the pandemic, so between 2019 and 2020. But things returned to a certain level of normality in 2021. So during that later phase of the pandemic, things returned back to the baseline to some extent. And we kind of saw the emergence of a new normal in 2021.
I think you mentioned this earlier, but did mental health campaigns have a significant impact on the way that people used social media during the pandemic?
Definitely. Mental health campaigns sitting in around May really was the early phases of the pandemic, and mental health was a really important talking point, right? The World Health Organization reported that we were facing a mental health crisis globally during that time. So people were engaging with mental health both through these awareness campaigns and using awareness campaigns to talk about their own mental health. So being able to leverage that and feel a bit more comfortable to talk about their own mental health, talk about what's going on, and talk about how they're feeling online.
Were there any aspects of social media usage you observed that could have had negative impacts on mental health?
I think that's pretty prevalent, right? Most of the literature shows a pretty negative relationship between social media and mental health. And further work is required on our side to look into that as well. What we see is that people are engaging with a more complex set of psychological needs during that early phase of the pandemic, but we don't know what's actually driving this. So is this a healthy way of using social media? Is it actually negative for their mental health, or is it really positive? Further work would be needed to figure that out and really look at that.
And finally, just before we wrap up, is there anything that could be done to improve the way that social media is used in facilitating mental health discussions?
Yeah, so that's a really important question. And I think it's important both for policymakers and platforms to try to foster and create a supportive environment where people feel comfortable talking about mental health. There is a real lack in sufficient technologies where people can engage with them to engage in mental health. So people tend to go to social media, right? So we need to make sure that these platforms are supportive in the right ways, that they promote positive engagement. That platforms and policymakers provide resources so that people can use it appropriately and use it in a way that's positive towards their mental health in every way possible.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.